The single greatest cause of failure in life is a fear of failure itself. You see, if we don't learn how to fail, we fail to learn. And if we don't learn, we don't develop. And if we don't develop, we don't grow. Stick with me for the next few minutes. I'm going to show you why we fear failure so much in the first place, what we can do about that, and then how can we learn from failure in such a way that when we do experience failure, because let's face it, when things change, it's easy to fail. So when that happens, how can we learn from failure quickly and move on? Let's get started. So the reasons we fear failure are quite straightforward, and they were probably formed when we were youngsters. Maybe we wanted to win a race. Maybe we wanted to win a competition. We didn't achieve our goal and we felt that was a failure, and we felt it personally, didn't we? In the short term, there's disappointment. Then maybe as we get a little bit older and we fail to form that relationship that we want, maybe we feel embarrassed. Maybe we feel dejected or even rejected. But if we've experienced a number of failures, we soon start to see some patterns. We start to see that actually it's not necessarily something that's all about us. Quite often, when maybe a relationship fails, we start to recognize the symptoms. Yes, we're always there and there's something we can learn from it, but sometimes it may have been them. So the first thing we learn about failure is if we get curious and we reframe it, we start to understand what's behind and we start to take a more relaxed, longer term perspective on the failures that we encounter. We recognize there's learning in there, and with that learning we can develop and grow. And that's the best place to go next with this conversation. What do we actually learn? So last week I called my youngest on the phone. We did a FaceTime and I could tell immediately by their face that something was wrong. Turns out in their eyes, they'd failed the test, and their response was feeling miserable, feeling sad, and wondering why they'd even taken that subject in the first place. But we sat with it, we thought about it, and started to explore what happened, what we could learn from it, what was potentially at stake, and how this might actually help us as we move forward. And now if you're watching this, you're thinking, I'm glad I'm not their child, because everything's a learning moment. But the reality is, as we looked at it, there were some learning opportunities. And when we actually later in the week spoke to their teacher, the teacher was surprised. No, this is natural. This is normal at this stage in the process. You've only just come to this subject. I would expect you to get that type of mark. But then they asked my little one the same question. What have you learned? You see, we always learn from failure. One of the things we learn is failure is inevitable in certain circumstances. If we're not experienced at something, if we've never done it before, if we've never actually considered it before, or if we rushed it, there are times when we don't give everything our full concentration and therefore failure is likely. So as we experience more and more failure and we learn how to deal with it, we recognize next time we're making a plan, what's our backup thinking? Have we got a contingency in place in case this doesn't work out exactly as we hoped? Some other things we learn from failure is we usually need a team if we're going to succeed. And we learn that sometimes the experience of doing something is invigorating enough that we don't get bent out of shape by the outcome. Very few failures are a complete disaster. In fact, the opposite is usually true. We've enjoyed the experience. We've enjoyed the opportunity to work with others. We've got some results to look at, and we've got some real learning to take forward in our journey. So the next time you experience something that you feel is a failure, I want you to consider this. When you look back in 5 years' time, will this specific incident still cause you to be really upset? And if the answer is no, then just say to yourself, okay, it happened. What have I learned? Now let's move on. You see, one of the reasons people fear failure is rooted back in those very early experiences in life when failure was felt so desperately personally. What we learn in life is that failure is a response to an activity. It's not a judgment on us as individuals. So we don't have to take failure personally. In fact, we can embrace it personally. This is fantastic. I've learned something really valuable. can't wait to try again. So I hope that's been helpful. If you're trying to deal with change right now and experiencing some failures, embrace them. Recognize them for what they are. They are just learning nuggets that are going to ensure you have an amazing future. If you found that helpful, click the like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. I'm here all year. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. Take care.